Happy birthday, Ian. Hey, folks, it's DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. I am Todd Tremonti, but I don't do this thing alone. We've got the full price Courtney in studio.
She's here.
And we have the birthday boy himself.
I couldn't be more excited.
Couldn't even get a day off on my birthday.
Right.
Happy birthday,
Ian. Right. Young age of...
I'm 42.
Maybe.
Happy 42nd birthday.
Glad to
Ian.
Be here with you all on my big day.
Now listen, folks, don't you miss a minute today. We've got a lot to cover. We're going to get into some roofing information as we deal with the hail that some of us have recently experienced, let's say.
That was my birthday wish, that we could talk hail.
I thought it was. And then we're going to talk a little bit later about kind of a cool Richardson opportunity. You know?
You don't want to miss it.
There might be something happening in Richardson real estate right now that you wouldn't expect, that you might be really excited about. Might be an opportunity to get a hold of something you otherwise just literally can't get a hold of.
That was my second birthday wish.
Richardson. And then
don't give me everything.
And then we are going to talk about some people that need to take some action right now, as I would normally say. Like, you need to be in a hurry in a real estate perspective if you fall into one of the groups we're going to talk about here just in a minute. And then we're also going to give you, some of you, a wake-up call about who might be missing another opportunity in the real estate market right now. So some warnings, some suggestions, but first...
Happy birthday to you,
Ian.
Stick your head down the loop.
Oh.
If you feel something squishy,
oh gosh,
it might be a poo.
Way to hold it out, little man.
We love a seven-year-old.
My nephews, Oscar and Lowen, all the way from close to London. Oh, I love those little guys.
All right, so it is Ian's birthday. He's going to make sure you know about it all the way through the show, and I'm going to help as well. But we put out a request. I mean, it would be easy to say that DFW Real Estate Weekly is a local-only show, but not when you have international contributors like Ian's nephews and...
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
Ian's mum.
I mean...
she's so precious.
Are we finished?
Love you too, Mum.
Are we finished with the show? Because...
No, I just want to hear her the
It doesn't
time.
Get any better.
I'm good on the nephews, but I need...
Than Ian's mum. Ian's nephew's toilet humor is classic, but Ian's... The sweetness of Ian's mum...
They're like 7 and 4. They're in like, it's prime age.
They nailed it.
So we put out the request and the English responded. We got nephews. We got Ian's mom. But wait, there's more.
Hi, Ian. It's Grady. Happy birthday.
Also... Grady Dill, buyer specialist extraordinaire on
with
the Todd Tremonti M17.
Finest English.
Well,
accent.
He was trying to do his very best Ian's mum, but only Ian's mum can do Ian's mum.
Hi, Ian. It's mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
Love you, mum.
And if you need help buying or selling a house, just call or text 214-310-0008. All right, folks, if you do have a question about your residential real estate needs, you want to buy, you want to sell, you want to invest, you need info from a roofer, plumber, electrician, anything you need, you just call or text 214-310-0008. Or you just go online to toddtremontiteam.com. Anytime, day or night, you can find out what your home would sell for. You can request a cash offer right there. You can also search every house for sale by every agent on the MLS database anytime you want. ToddTremontiTeam.com. Okay, now let's talk to some people really quickly that really do need to hear this. If you or somebody you care for is a non-permanent resident in the United States right now, you need to lean in and hear me very clearly as I say this. And before I give you the goods here, you need to call us if this is you. If you are a non-permanent resident of the United States of America, if you do not have a green card, if you're not a citizen, but you are here otherwise legally, but you're non-permanent, and you want to buy a house and get a mortgage, finance that house, borrow money in a traditional mortgage setting, you have until May 25th right now to be able to get an FHA loan, a government-backed federal housing loan. And we believe, if not by then, shortly after that, nearly every other loan program, what we would call conventional loans and some others, will mimic that. Now, let me explain what's happening. Regardless of your politics, there have been executive actions from the president's cabinet basically prioritizing federal resources, government dollars, for U.S. citizens and permanent residents, right? So that's not a surprise to many of our listeners, right? The outcropping of that, the effect of that is you, and right now, you can get a loan as a non-permanent resident, and you can tap into some government-backed loans. That will, as stated recently, will no longer be the case after May 25th. Now, anything could change, but as recently stated by FHA, you will not be able to access that financing if you're a non-permanent resident after May 25th. Now, you cannot call on May 25th and get a loan on May 25th. You can't call on May 24th. As a matter of fact, there's a very good chance that if you don't have your ducks in a row at absolute minimum 30 days out, which means like in the next week and a half, that you will miss the opportunity for this type of financing at least for the next few 4 years, maybe 8, maybe 12, maybe forever. So this is me telling you, again, regardless of politics, you just need to know if you are a non-permanent U.S. resident. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter where your permanent residence or citizenship is. If you currently could qualify for a mortgage and you're a non-permanent resident, your options are going either completely away or dramatically down after May 25th, which means really after like April 20-something as far as having time to take advantage of that financing. So give us a call if you have any questions about that, or if you would like help making that happen. We don't do mortgages. We can get you connected with Patrick Glaris or anybody else. But the point is, if you're going to purchase a house and borrow, have a mortgage on it, and you're a non-permanent resident, you need to take action now. Now, if you are, that doesn't apply to you, but someone you work with or someone you care for or a friend or a family member or a neighbor would potentially fall under that category, let them know and give them our phone number, 214-310-0008 for the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We can get them connected with the mortgage help, but also get them in the process of buying a home quickly enough to close and fund and get that mortgage in place before May 25th. 214-310-0008.
And this first segment was indeed brought to you not by my mom or by my nephews.
Kind of close.
But it was brought to O'Grady. But it was brought to you by Patrick Glaris and his team with ABC Bank. And if you are looking to get a mortgage, refinance, you have questions about what Todd was talking about, reach out to Patrick. Go to patrickglaros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com. You can give him a call. You can reach him at
patrickglaros.com
or 972-386-1231, NMLS number 308804.
And if you ever forget all that specific information, just go to toddtremontiteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can grab the information for all the pros that we talk to here on the show and the pros that we use. That's toddtremontiteam.com. Now, I'm going to take just a second to mourn the loss of a couple of recorded drops on the soundboard, Courtney.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because while we do have...
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
Which is a dang delight.
We're holding on to that one.
You deleted my daughters.
We've
lost my girls. And that's a sad... You can never get it back.
I thought they were open spots on the board. They weren't labeled.
Yeah, but they were there, and now they're gone.
Oh, so. My. And here's the bummer about that.
Just bumbling.
Oh,
okay,
no.
That was a year ago. Their voices haven't changed that much.
It was most it was of a couple 2 years ago. Yeah. And their voices have changed tremendously, but it doesn't change my love for them. It just changes the ability... to do this.
I can't win with Todd.
Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
You could win, though. I mean, you could if you didn't delete the
children.
So there's that. Hey, folks, if you're at all thinking about selling and buying a house in the current market, if you're at all thinking about selling and buying a house in the current market, I think that's a great idea. I think it's a very good time to do that. But again, I think there's a reason for some motivated, safe urgency here, not like absolute, fearful, impulsive urgency, but there's a reason to get on that right now. Our team is communicating directly with our in-house friends, family members, clients, past clients, current clients. And our basic message is the window of opportunity is closing, and in some ways, in certain areas, has already closed. But in others, there is still a really good opportunity to sell your house right now in an increased demand market and buy your next home in that same market, but where there's some benefit to get ahead of the demand that we have every indication is coming in the next few days and weeks. We're not talking about months or quarters. We're talking days and weeks. If you were able to sell now, we believe we could sell your home very near an all-time high sales price, but still help you buy a home without having to ride the ride of an increase in the rate of home value appreciation. We think the values of houses are going to begin to go up quicker than they have been for the last 2 years. And we've already seen that happening in some areas, while in other areas it has not quite kicked in much yet. But we believe, because the stereotypical spring-summer rush, because some positive movement in mortgage rates, because a little bit more optimism in some markets, and because there's been a lot of people waiting on the sidelines for longer than normal, and inventory is still relatively low, and we're watching demand increase every single day. The phones are ringing more, more buyer interest, more people signing up on websites to buy and sell homes, more transactions happening out in the marketplace. Those are the reasons we believe if you are selling and buying in 2025 and you can afford it, time-wise, financially, emotionally, family, all that, you're going to want to try to get that locked down contract-wise in the next 30 days. In the next 30 days. Before kids are out of school. Doesn't matter if you even have kids in school. But that is one of the huge triggers of the market shifting into full-bore summer mode. And you don't want to wait until it's happened, because the market activity happens when our mindsets go to that. And our mindsets begin to go to that late April, early May, most years. So that's the warning. I know Gibson on our team has been sending out messages to his clients. And just in the last week, he's had two of them kind of raise their hand and go, okay, that makes sense to me. We've been waiting. We don't want to wait anymore. We are ready to move forward. So then Gibson connects them with one of our marketing specialists. On our team, member agents specialize. They only work with sellers or buyers. So Gibson would then get them connected with Jeremy or John. One of them would specialize on the selling side. And then Gibson already has these clients under contract or under agreement to work with him to be their leader and their guide and their advocate to go to bat for them on the purchase side. So they have a full-time dedicated agent on each side out making sure they get the most money for their sale with the least drama, our 7-step proprietary marketing system, and then getting the best deal on great houses, oftentimes that other people don't even know are available, our 13-point buyer program. So you have two agents full-time, fully dedicated with our whole staff and all of our technology and all that working together. And if we could get something locked and loaded for you under contract on the sell side and buy side in the next 30 to 45 days, we believe in 2026 and 2027 and beyond, you're going to look back and go, wow, one of the best financial, one of the best family, one of the best real estate decisions I ever made. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008, or anytime you want online at
DutchMoneyTeam.com.
So one of my gifts that I have is I can hear the murmurs and the rumblings from the radio audience when we talk. Yeah.
Is that like a gift that you got from your mom?
Yeah. And what I was hearing then was people saying, an agent on that side, an agent on that side, plus staff, plus other people, feels like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Okay.
Your response to them would be?
Does it feel like too many cooks in the kitchen if you were to walk into a courtroom in a major legal situation? Let's just say your real estate budget is $650,000.
Okay?
Now let's say you're going to court and there's $650,000 at stake.
Okay.
And you walked into the court with one attorney.
All right.
And for this hypothetical, let's just say like a good attorney that someone in your neighborhood knew.
Sure.
And now the person on the other side walks in with two attorneys, four staff, and for whatever reason, you're aware that they also had a tremendous amount of technology and system and structure and a track record of success. Would that feel like too many cooks in the kitchen, or would that feel like a powerhouse team and the opposition is in big trouble?
It would feel like a powerhouse team and yeah.
I
would be a little worried.
I would not feel comfortable in that situation. And I'll be honest, the agent on the other side of the transactions often doesn't feel really comfortable when they know they're negotiating against one of our teams. Now, let me be clear. We are as kind as anyone in this market to agents that we work with to get transactions complete. But in theory, you're on opposite sides, right? You want to work towards a mutually beneficial outcome. But when someone sees one of our agents on the other side, they're like, oh, I'm not pulling any punches. I'm not trying any silly stuff. These people are very well provided for. And by the way, that is true for inspectors and appraisers and title companies and lenders. You're just going to get more value out of specialized agents on our team. And the track record shows that we've been doing it forever. We guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. We guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying a home. And lately, there's been multiples of that on pretty much every transaction. And you can call or ask or just text about it anytime you want, 214-310-0008. But here's my warning for you. Warning.
And now this.
You can wait too late to have that conversation. As a matter of fact, most people wait too late. They run out of options. They end up having to be impulsive and they don't put together quite as good of an opportunity. You cannot have that conversation too early. So if you're thinking about buying, selling, or certainly both selling and buying, start that conversation right now. You can't start the conversation too early. We can talk, and then you don't have to do anything for 5 years if that's what's best for you. But if you wait to the last minute, you're going to have a less advantageous situation. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008 or
DutchReminderTeam.com.
I feel like I'm okay impulse buying like the orange Tic Tacs at the grocery store.
That's okay. $3.
I don't feel like I'm okay impulse buying a house.
Right. Hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. Yeah. I think the $3 Tic Tac purchase, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, on a tight budget. Every once in a while, it's a nice little treat.
Yep.
You know what stinks and hurts and isn't fun?
I think of lots of things.
Let's say you had a $500,000 budget for a house and you ended up spending it on a $400,000 house.
Not a good idea.
Let's say
the math isn't mathing.
Let's say you didn't really get your ducks in a row, and so you ended up just not getting one of the massive defects on the house you're buying repaired. You didn't have a plan in place. Let's say because of time, you found a house that was like okay, but not great, but you ran out of time, and so that's kind of the one you ended up having to buy and convince yourself you loved when you know you don't.
I was driving in our neighborhood the other day, and we have two ponds in our neighborhood as you enter into it. Guess what I saw?
Ducks on the pond?
Ducks in a row.
Ooh.
Walking.
You know what that reminds me of?
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
I feel like, see why.
I feel like you saw those ducks, and you're like, that's such a peaceful thing.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about when your mom wishes you happy birthday. Yeah. So peaceful and sweet and tender and kind. Ian's mom, what a delight. Happy birthday, Ian Daniels. Happy 42nd birthday to the Yanni Donnie himself, the one and only. You know what I'm going to do later?
Nope.
He has no idea, but we're going to have Mike Mitchell on. He's going to talk to us about roofing.
Oh!
And he's got the voice of an angel. It's like Jesus and Fergie.
Okay.
You know, he's a delight. He leads worship. I don't know if you guys knew that about Mike.
I didn't know that.
We'll get to it later. Hey, if you are thinking about buying a house or selling a house or buying and selling a house soon, we really are not joking. You could get yourself into some real trouble in this market because it's kind of a confusing market. One neighborhood's acting like it's a buyer's market where buyers have all the leverage. Another neighborhood's acting like it's a seller's market where sellers have all the leverage. And when I say acting like, I mean, that's just how the neighborhood's operating. That's how the market is behaving. But if you have a great agent, if you've got a killer, full-time, world-class, fully dedicated expert, like the agents on the Todd Tremonti home selling team, we require that. If you've got that, then what you can do is go pick your spots and win big on the selling side and, hear me out, and win big on the buying side. So you're talking about getting the full guarantee, your home sold over the average price and under the average time on the sell side, or whatever timeline's best for you. And then on the buy side, getting a killer deal on a great house that maybe even other people don't even know is available, and moving one time, saving a bunch of money and time and drama, and honestly enjoying the process, where you sleep well throughout the process, knowing that you have an entire team of people caring for you, looking out for your needs, and going way above and beyond the normal real estate agent relationship, helping you with vendors, saving you money, protecting you from liability and risk and drama and wasted time and energy and all those good things. And at some point, you might get to speak directly with the English wonder, the Yanni Donny himself, Ian. You might even come into the office and get to high five the full price Courtney. You might get to talk to her about something you need along the way. You might want to borrow the pressure washer. You can use that for free. Folding tables, chairs, get something notarized. Courtney, are you a notary?
I got my stamp.
Oh, she's so
legit.
It was
a big day in the
office.
So legit now, y'all.
As happy as I am that it's my birthday and like to be celebrated, I don't think my happiness is anywhere near happiness of Courtney when her stamp arrives.
It's so legitimate and official. It's sort of like, you know, it's got some weight to it.
I had to like commit to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, you did. What if every time you hit your notary stamp, this sound came out? Like, this is real. This is official.
We're outfitted.
Listen, folks, if you're a client of the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, like if you're, we call it our raving fan club. If you're a past client, current client, friend, advocate, vendor partner, referral partner, any of those things. If you're part of the crew, part of the family, then you have access to what we call our raving fan club.
And that doesn't matter if it is like yesterday or 20 years ago.
20 years ago. We're celebrating our 20th year as a team, and I've been doing it for 23 plus years. But people come by, they borrow the pressure washer, ladders, tree trimming stuff, bolt cutters, all, tools, resources. They get things notarized, use the copier, scan something, whatever. Oftentimes they'll use meeting space at our office to host a small event or meet with a financial planner or something like that. And there's tons and tons of other things. Now, it's not for everybody. It's not just for the general public. That is for our clients and our referral partners and our vendors and our advocates and all those kind of things. But the thing is, We're not just trying to sell you a house or help you buy a house. Obviously, that's what we do. And I believe our agents are world-class. We hand select them, train them, mentor them. But our goal is to build a relationship with you for the rest of our lives. When you need anything real estate related, you don't have to gamble on that and Google on that and hope it works out. You just reach out to us. Usually that would be Courtney in the office and say, hey, I need some help. Or call your agent that you worked with 9 years ago and say, hey, who's a trusted roofer? Who do you guys like for plumbing lately? Hey, could you help me think through, should we take that wall out and do a remodel? We're not selling you anything, but it's our goal to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in your life and help you enjoy your real estate aside from just buying it, selling it, or investing in it. So if you want to do any of those things, buy, sell, invest, or enjoy your real estate, or introduce us to somebody else who needs help with that, let us know. 214-310-0008 or online at
TodTremontiTeam.com.
And because we no longer have a button for my sweet, sweet daughters, we'll close with Ian's mum.
Hi, Ian. It's mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
Check out the podcast wherever you get podcasts. We'll be back next Saturday, 3 p.m. right here on WBAP. Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. I'm Todd Tremonti, and we're all always, as always, talking all things DFW residential real estate. And we are going to talk about what's new in Richardson, Texas, just here in a minute. We teased it a bit before the half. Would you believe it if I told you there is, in fact, still some new construction opportunities in the Richardson area?
Most
people would say
lies.
What you said. Ian, you know what?
You sit on a throne of lies.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Okay, buddy the elf. All right. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just contributing to it. It's hot. It's hot in Richardson.
It's
always
a gift.
Super valuable.
Always a gift when full price Courtney is on the air. Hey, before we talk about what's new in Richardson, Texas, the first segment of every part of every show we have ever done has been brought to you by
Patrick Gleros and his entire team at ABC Bank. You can go to patrickgleros.com. You can start application directly on his website. if you're looking to take out a mortgage, refinance, you just have questions about the mortgage industry. There's a ton. Go to patrickglowis.com. That's how you can connect with him. You can also call him 972-386-1231. NMLS number 308804. Or as always, if you forget any of the people we talk about, head over to todtromoneyteam.com. Click on that radio tab and you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors there.
That's right. Okay, so before we get to the Richardson stuff, we've also had lots of hail questions lately. I don't know if you guys have been doing that, but it's been a big week
of storms.
I'll tell you what, and I'm not entirely sure it's over. So we've had more wind this year than I recall ever having, and then with that has come some interesting hail. I was towing the camper for a spring break camp out and got what we like to call blasted. But we got some of the soft stuff, the hail that wasn't totally perfectly formed yet, so it didn't look like we parked it on the driving range. But other people have gotten some real deal, nasty, heavy, jack with your roof and your fence and your car type hail.
Is it bad that I'm wanting the hail?
I need
a new roof!
I'll tell you what, let's ask somebody. I got my buddy Mike Mitchell on the line, and when I say my buddy, you've never seen hair like you have seen on Mike Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
I got to be honest.
Like a ponytail? Like,
no,
what are we doing?
Don't.
Like curly? What's the vibe, Mike?
Don't do that to Mike. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. What? And his hair is, I've never touched it, but I've thought about it, to be honest with you. Now he knows.
Like we have a mane?
Welcome to the show, Mike Mitchell.
Oh. Thank you, Todd. And yes, lots of hairspray, lots of product. So that when I'm on roofs, man, it doesn't move.
Don't lie. That's natural. That's a gift from the Lord. And when he's on the roofs.
You have like Botox hair?
I just looked it up. I mean, incredible.
It's pretty fantastic,
I'm putting
right?
a picture up.
Listen, look, I'm going to have Mike answer your question.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to the hair and then we'll get back to the hail.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
But the first question, Mike, this is a moral question. And I know that's what you thought about when we invited you on to DFW Real Estate Weekly.
Come on.
Right or wrong to root for hail when you know you need and want a new roof?
Wow, that is tricky. Yeah, and I actually have a lot of people going, hey, there's just a hail storm that's so good for y'all. You know, like you're supposed to just get all excited. And I know a lot of roofers do that, but man, I can't root for hail. I don't, you know, no matter if it's good business or not, there's just not a reason.
Listen,
a man of integrity.
But the good thing is that we are here when it happens. That's the good thing.
All right, I'm going to speak. I'll speak to your situation, Courtney. You're not talking about committing fraud.
No.
Therefore, for you to not be upset if hail comes, and in fact you ethically and morally have a claim on your roof, I'm okay with it. Now, what Mike's trying to say is he's not rooting for your destruction. He doesn't want you to have to pay a deductible in order to use his fine services, but if the day comes
he's there
when
for
you
me.
Are in need, Mike and his hair will climb right up on your roof and just handle that situation right away.
Perfect.
All right, so real quick, Mike, here's my actual roof expert question, because I have strong opinions about this as a real estate broker, because I sadly get to witness many people get this wrong. All right, so hail comes through, high winds come through, the weather's crazy, and I think I need help on my roof. And maybe I am one of those people that really wants a new roof. So I call the insurance person before I call my roofer. Good or bad idea?
No, you definitely want to call a roofer. And you definitely want to call a trusted roofer. And that's kind of, I think, the reason why we've gotten into, you know, high insurance, because you have so many people that just say, oh, you just need to file a claim. And that's just not necessarily the case. Let me tell you the basic four factors on if you need to file a claim. It's not just it's the size of the hail, it's how long it hailed, it's the age of the roof, and it's the type of shingle that you have on there. That's really four big factors on if you have really bad hail damage.
Okay.
So
let's, yeah, it makes perfect sense. So let's just say I'm in North Texas. I have a 35-ish year shingle on a house that's about 20 years old. It has sat through many, 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 many hot summers. And in the last couple of weeks, I've had 20 plus minutes of consistent hail, pea size to marble size, hypothetically speaking. Should I call a roofer and just say, hey, come give me an opinion before I do anything else?
Absolutely, yeah. You should just definitely get a roofer up there, take some pictures. We offer a free report, and we'll go over everything with you. The insurance has to have over 1 inch hail. So I know people freak out when all the little bitty hail starts to come down, and I get it, right? It's ice balls from space nailing down on your roof. So, of course, we're going to freak out. But really, we're looking for over 1 inch and an older, at least a good 8 to 10 year plus roof for it to really make sense to do to file a claim.
Okay. So has that happened in some areas in North Texas recently? Did any of the storms and areas sort of qualify where there's a good bit of that is happening?
So, unfortunately, we are entering, you know, storm season. We did have our first big hailstorm of last Tuesday night, and it affected a lot of DFW, but mainly where I live in Allen, and so Parker and Lucas and Wiley and Saxey had this really, you know, over 1.25 to almost 2 inch hail for a good number of for a good time period.
Yeah. So if someone's in that area, what we're hearing you say is you're certainly not one of those people that's going to pressure people into a claim or a new roof, but that area, large parts of those areas were affected by a storm that generally qualifies, the hail right. large enough for a storm that was long enough. And many, many homes in that area have roofs that probably haven't been replaced in the last 8 to 10 years. So lots of people right. would qualify. So if that is the case, folks, I'm telling you right now, I'll get you hooked up with Mike. He's obviously a guy you can trust that's not just trying to scam the insurance company and get you a new roof when you don't need one. Mm-hmm. I've known Mike for a long time. Gonna tell you exactly what you do or don't need, shoot you straight. So if Mike could help you just for ease of communication, you can call or text our number. You already know it. 214-310-0008. Call or text. You can say Mike. You can say Hale. You can say roofer help, whatever. And we'll get you connected with Mike, and he and his team. He doesn't work alone. He's got a great team. Not only can they do the roof, they can, you know, calculate the, you know, the efficiency of your roofing and attic and all that good stuff. And they're mad scientists over there, but they're also not going to manipulate the situation. They're going to do what's right for you. So, okay. So we've kind of established there's an area where there's been some storms that this applies, and sort of the correct order of operations, which is get a trusted roofer on your roof before you go down the insurance road. Real quick, can you help me figure out, like, how do I know if I've got a trusted roofer? Because there are roofers everywhere, especially after hailstorms. What should I be wary of?
Well, you definitely want somebody that, again, is going to show you the evidence to justify a claim, not just, oh yeah, it's hammered up there, you need to file a claim. No, let's go through, let's show it. If you have anybody that they made it into a law years ago that you have to pay for your deductible. And so if you've got anybody that's saying, hey, don't worry about your deductible, we'll take care of it. And be wary of those type of people, because unfortunately you do not need a license in the state of Texas to do roofing. So you just want to make sure you have that trusted person.
So be wary of the out-of-towner that swoops in after a storm. Be wary of the folks telling you they can right. kind of fudge the numbers so you don't have to pay your deductible, all that kind of stuff. And look for the evidence. Let them show you a photo. You know, for a while, it was real trendy to send a drone up and get photos and things. I could see some benefit to that. But you're saying somebody who physically went up there knows what they're talking about and can show you why it is or is not worthy of a claim. Is that a correct summary?
Oh, absolutely. And I know we've gotten really cool with drones, and somebody told me the other day I was going to go do his roof, and he said, are you just going to drone it? I'm no, I'm going to pop up there. And he was like, oh, okay, well, be careful, man. I'm like, yeah. I got you, bro.
Yeah, excellent hair and excellent balance, Courtney. I don't know if I said that earlier. He can do the full rock star stand yeah. where the hair looks good, and he's also not falling.
Brilliant.
And he can sing. I mean, it's really turned into Mike's show today, to be honest.
I can update you that I did ask the team about, are you team hail or team no hail, like yep. for rooting for it.
Oh.
It's pretty split okay. so far. We got a little
mixed,
bit of
mixed emotions.
A little bit of I would never root for that, and we got a few hail yes.
Okay.
Hail yeah.
Those people will be fired shortly just for the silly comment, just for the pun. All right, Mike, what is there anything else before we got to run? Is there anything else people just absolutely need to know just to pay attention to a roof in North Texas right now when they might or might not need help?
Yeah, I would just say that attic is another ventilation and attic is another big thing for your roof, and the shingle matters. And our tagline in Smart Roof is we start with better. So we only do a class 3 hail resistant shingle or better. So just trust the people.
So, but and what you're saying though is the ventilation in the roof affects the wear and tear of the roof, the heat, the reflective heat, all that good stuff. And then starting with a quality shingle, A, might save you some money on your insurance because you're protecting your home better. And then B, is less likely to cause you issues and make you deal with it later, right?
Absolutely. And I'll tell this one last story here. I just got on a roof yesterday. We put it on in last year, in November, December, class 3 in Lowry Crossing. It got up to over 2-inch hail, and I got on it to check it out, and it looks fantastic. Couple
awesome
hail spots, of course, but it held up nicely.
It just stood up to one of the most sustained hailstorms you've had in a while and barely
Absolutely.
Barely took any damage. Love it. Well, one last thing I'd like to ask of you before we let you run and get on some other roofs and take good care of folks is you may or may not have heard the first half of the show. It is, in fact, Ian's birthday. Not only did Ian's mum, all the way from England, celebrate with us, but his nephews also celebrated with a rhyme that did involve the word poo. But would you be willing to just very shortly sing just a portion of Happy Birthday to Ian?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ian. Happy birthday to you.
Absolutely nailed
that
it.
That was legit.
Listen,
I feel honored.
I feel like I have a gift or two, but
you
I don't
hit
have
the high note.
I don't have 12 like this guy, Mike Mitchell, just rolling around out gifting everybody.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate your time, Mike. Hey, if you could use Mike and his help if related to your roof, just call or text us and we'll get you personally connected. 214, what's our phone number? 214-310-0008. Awesome. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Happy birthday, Ian.
How about that? How about that?
I don't know that he was better than your mom, but I feel like he put his heart into it, you know?
That was touching.
It's up there.
Okay, let's talk Richardson, Texas. Let's talk what's new in Richardson, Texas. But before that, if you haven't checked your home and auto insurance in a while, you're doing that wrong because it can be expensive and it can be very important. We just talked a lot about insurance when it comes to roofs and things. You want to make sure you have the right kind of coverage at the right price. And DP Lambert at goosehead.com is who does my personal home and auto insurance and has done it for a very long time. And anytime we buy or sell a car, anytime we need anything, I literally just call or text DP. I don't even worry about who the carrier is, whether it's this company or that company. DP is just my insurance expert and has been for years and years, so I don't really care what carrier he puts me with. We might change it every year or 2 years to make sure we have the lowest price and the best coverage. He's going to be the expert you need and the expert you can trust. You just email him, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. And if for any reason you were to forget DP's information, you just go to toddtremontiteam.com. Click on the radio tab, and all the pros and vendors that we talk to and that we trust, their information is there. So contact DP for all your home and auto insurance. Do what I do. Save as much money as you can, but do not neglect to have the best coverage you can as well. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. Okay, Courtney, we've been talking a lot.
Yep.
Without going too specific on where people live, we got a bunch of team members that live in Richardson. We sell a ton of houses in Richardson, and then we have for 20 plus years. But you don't normally anymore associate Richardson, Texas with new construction.
No, it feels like you're like looking for a teardown if that's the case. And that feels complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is exciting. We've got 31 brand new
spots. And last time something like this happened, they either sold or went under contract very, very quickly. And then it took some time for those homes to build out. But this is a very cool development that just happens to be like a pitching wedge from our office.
Next door but one is what we would say.
Next door but one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Two doors down is how we would say that. Over yonder, you know. Well played. Ian, could hit that with a pitching wedge.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you know why I like this spot?
What?
Because it feels like it's cool that you get the Richardson vibe tight.
Yep.
It has maybe big development vibes that are like that
big
if
developer,
I'm driving north.
Big developer.
Yes.
But small development,
yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
It's a little
folks?
Combo you don't normally get.
We're talking about Greenwood Square, West Arapahoe in West Richardson, immediately across the street from the Heights Recreational Center. So if you're not a Richardson area person and you're wondering why we're talking about this, because these are those gems we get asked about all the time. Hey, I'm looking for this, but I don't know if it exists. Can you help me find it? Well, this is one of those deals where you could say Dallas County, still Dallas County, Richardson, Texas. That's a combo that a lot of people really, really like. West side of town, super popular, right off Arapahoe, near the rec center and the pool and the parks and all that good stuff.
Richardson ISD.
RISD. On the west side again, so you're closer to that North Dallas side. You're also close to 75. You're very close to George Bush.
If you like Tom Thumb, you're an 8-iron from there.
Ooh.
Or Dutch Bros.
If you could hit that Tom Thumb with an 8-iron, I would be just baffled.
Wow.
I mean, that's a Happy Gilmore 8-iron.
The way these conversations take it.
Okay. Greenwood Square. Currently being developed.
I mean, look at that. What a sweet spot.
We're minutes away. I mean, maybe days, probably minutes away from framing. I haven't seen any framing going, but all the utilities, all the rough in, they actually put fencing up the other day. Starting to look very cool. 30-ish units going in. Basically zero lot line, but still full single family. Good looking houses.
2,100 to 2,900 square feet.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying.
Looking like the 700K
it said
range.
Starting at in the sevens.
Yeah.
Just sevens.
Said starting in the 700s. We'll see where it ends, but that's what the sign says for now. It has changed hands a couple times already. It was a local developer that had it, and now it's a big national developer, but looking like a very, very cool project in West Richardson on a zero lot situation with, you know, good size homes going in, 700K-ish. I would say 700K and up is what starting in the 700s is what they're saying. So you got brand new construction, incredible location. Whether you're trying to get downtown, whether you want to be an RISD, but you just don't care for whatever reason about a large lot or being internal to a larger neighborhood, you want something a little more private, a little more protected, right along the creek there on the west side. It's going to be a very, very cool development, and we are literally, you know, 100 yards, 80 yards, 70
yards. You
can
come over
yards.
And be on the radio show.
Stop in, have a cup of coffee, use the copier, say hi to Courtney. You know, pick up a koozie or something maybe.
We've got swag.
So we're pretty excited about it. That's Greenwood Square, West Richardson, new construction, starting at the 700s. If you're in the area and you don't know about it, take a swing by or holler at us. We'll give you a quick little tour. You can pop into the office. We'll walk over. If you're outside the area, maybe catching this on the podcast, just give us a call. We'll be happy to get you some more info. 214-310-0008. If you're thinking summer and you're thinking outdoor living, you're thinking get the most out of your backyard, you got to be thinking, is there any space we could maximize the use of? You might be thinking patios, pool decks. You might have kind of a sport court, basketball hoop area. We had goodgaragefloors.com come in and just revitalize all that, including our garage floor, of course. But goodgaragefloors.com turned our weird, funky backyard concrete slab into a beautiful pickleball court, basketball court. We've been doing a lot of volleyball and Nukem. Remember Nukem? Always a good time. A little four square.
Less pressure.
We've been doing all that stuff out there. GoodGarageFloors.com. Check it out.
Listen, Greenwood Square is not a home on land. While it is a desirable spot in Richardson.
It's a very small bit of land.
But we love homes on land.
You got that right, sister.
And it's early, but I hear noodling in your head that you're writing a book about living on land.
I want to hear more about that.
Just kidding. I'm pretty excited about this project. Now, I've written several books in the past, but typically, you know, pretty straight nonfiction educational. And this will be nonfiction in that same sense, but we'll see how it develops. I'm leaning into this one with a little bit more story form. I've told stories in those previous books, but they were for home buyers and home sellers and real estate agents. And this is certainly for, I don't want to say the dreamer. This is for the homeowner who dreams of living in a home on land, or who already does, but wants to fully live out, fully experience what I would call the romanticism of a home on land. I don't mean romantic Valentine's Day. I mean, like, have you ever been in a situation, just picture this, you're in the backyard, the kids are running everywhere, you're sitting with your adult friends, whatever, having a drink, you're looking out, and you're like, this is pretty magical.
I'm in the dream. Right?
Like, the weather's perfect.
I'm in the dream.
There's fireflies out there, and you're like, this is stuff that people make movies about, but I'm living it right now.
Slap the mosquitoes.
You know, the birthday guy's always...
Who knew he was such a thespian?
I'm doing what you said. I'm imagining it. I've got my eyes closed.
He's swatting fireflies away as the nuisance that he envisions they are. This book is going to be about getting all you can get out of the lifestyle that comes with living on land. You've got the space. That. You've got the privacy. You've got the room for the hobbies and the projects. And not all the time, but the pretty regular. I would say way more than when I lived in what I call a normal home in a normal lot. Just the dreaminess of, like, the kids are playing, we're growing some fruits and vegetables, and we're living it out. There's other, obviously, times where it's work and things like that, and the book will address that as well. But I'm really excited to, in some ways, conjure up some of my favorite things from the books I have read and am reading as I try to create that dream lifestyle in our home on land. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with people as they consider that dream, or as they continue to build that dream after they've already bought or created or moved into a home on land. So if you love homes on land like I do, and you're even remotely thinking about buying one, selling one, or, you know, enriching your life on one, reach out to us. Let's just have a conversation about it. 214-310-0008. You can call or text, set up a little time to chat just about living on some land. We usually say 1 to 5 acres, but we do half an acre, we do 10 acres, we do all that. If you're thinking about a home on land, holler at us. Let's talk. Let's make that a reality for you, or let's make that reality even more enjoyable for you. 214-310-0008 or online anytime at
DutchReminderTeam.com.
Hey, don't forget that it's Ian's birthday.
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
Until next time.
Oh, what a gift! Yeah.